Ratra in Jagannath Puri. You see, the way Ratha Yatra works, Lord Jagannath disappears for 15 days. Therefore, in the temple, you don't see the Jagannath deities for 15 days. And then the Lord majestically appears outside for the Ratha Yatra festival. And, of course, we do that in the temples corresponding to the exact dates on the calendar. But because our public Ratha Yatra festival has other considerations to take into account for preaching purposes, therefore, the public Ratha Yatra may not necessarily coincide with the exact dates on the calendar. But you will notice that when the exact dates come on the calendar, Lord Jagannath will disappear from the altar. So, Lord Caitanya and his devotees, they have not seen the Jagannath deities for 15 days, and they're feeling intense separation. So before you begin to understand Ratha Yatra, you have to appreciate this intense mood of separation from the Lord of the Universe that Lord Caitanya was feeling. Because Lord Caitanya is Krishna, the Lord of the Universe, but appearing as his own devotee, appearing in the mood of the best devotee, Radharani. So, Lord Caitanya has not seen the Lord of his life for 15 days. So now, right before the Ratha Yatra festival, the day before, all the devotees with Lord Caitanya are going to the Jagannath temple to see Lord Jagannath. And they're walking right into the, what you would call the altar room. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regular principles. And just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. So in the purport, Prabhupada describes that there are many regular principles of deity worship, and one's not actually allowed to enter the room where food is offered to Lord Jagannath. However, this regular principle was overruled because the devotees were so anxious not having seen Lord Jagannath for 15 days. Of course, this is the behavior of the most advanced devotees, who, out of spontaneous love, are transgressing the regulations of deity worship. We should not imitate that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. So these descriptions of how Lord Chaitanya is looking at Lord Jagannath, you can remember. So when you see the Jagannath deities in the Ratha Yatra festival, you can aspire for that kind of vision. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. In the purport, Prabhupada describes that, once again, that Lord Chaitanya's technical violation of the regular principles of deity worship. Walking right into the area, the room where, the deity room, where Lord Jagannath would eat. And he says that the purpose of that rule is that one should not come very near a superior. The deity of the Lord and the spiritual master should be seen from a distant place. Otherwise, as it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes coming too near the deity or the spiritual master degrades the neophyte devotee. Personal servants of the deity and the spiritual master should therefore always be very careful, for negligence may overcome them in their duty. So it doesn't necessarily mean everyone has to stay away from the deity and their spiritual master. It just means in personal service or close proximity, one has to be very careful. Otherwise, the mundane conceptions may overpower one's mind. Now Lord Caitanya will go on. Looking at Lord Jagannath, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that that looking of Lord Caitanya. The chin of the Lord, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of Banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment. And the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey like bumblebees. You may wonder, well, why don't we see like that? Perhaps, if we're looking at Lord Jagannath. This is why we need to be purified through devotional service. so we can actually see the transcendental reality. By unmotivated, causeless devotional service, one will become empowered to see Krishna and to see everything in relation to Krishna. This can only be done by bhakti, devotional service. It cannot be done through mystic yoga. It cannot be done through austerities prescribed according to our own calculation. It cannot be done through jnana yoga, intellectual analysis. To see Lord Jagannath as Lord Chaitanya did, one must become a pure devotee of Krishna. That means having no other desire except how to give pleasure to Krishna. As their eyes began to drink the nectarian honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased. Thus their eyes did not leave him. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoyed transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Jagannath. This continued to midday. So Saturday you'll see that so many people in the city unknowingly will get a chance to gaze upon the beauty of Lord Jagannath. As we were saying yesterday, the Jagannath deities are a challenge to mundane conception. Yet we are now hearing how Lord Chaitanya is seeing Jagannath. Of course, that vision is totally different. And we want to aspire for that vision. Not in a sentimental way, but by humbling ourselves to the process of devotional service. Then we'll be able to see Lord Jagannath. Now the transcendental symptoms in the body of Lord Chaitanya will be described as he's looking upon Lord Jagannath. As usual, there were transcendental blissful symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. However, the Lord checked these tears so that they would not disturb his seeing the face of the Lord. You see, a devotee is not interested in ecstasy. A devotee is interested in Krishna's happiness. So even if a devotee has ecstatic feelings or symptoms, he'll check that if those feelings are interrupting his service to Krishna. Now, from the material point of view, everyone wants to feel ecstatic. So if you're feeling ecstatic, finally, after years of serving Krishna, you're finally starting to feel ecstatic. You would think, well, I want to relish that. Yeah, let's try. Krishna's rewarding me with ecstasy, so let me relish that ecstasy. And no, a real devotee just serves Krishna and doesn't worry whether there'll be ecstasy or not. The real devotee is always fixed on Krishna's pleasure. How is Krishna enjoying? And even if some other Krishna bestows such transcendental ecstasy upon that devotee, the devotee is very careful not to let that ecstasy interfere with his service. In other words, if necessary, the devotee will put that ecstasy aside and just look to what's pleasing Krishna's senses. An example given in a Nectar Devotion, of course, is Krishna's servant Daruka was fanning the Lord, and he became overwhelmed with ecstatic symptoms. But because that ecstasy was interrupting his fanning, the servant checked those symptoms. So this is the mystery of bhakti, totally opposite from the sense gratificatory principle, which is causing us all so many problems. The fruitive mentality, the desire to be the enjoyer, what's in it for me, how will I feel from this, how will I be fulfilled? Bhakti means the reverse. What's in it for Krishna? How will Krishna become more fulfilled? How will the complete whole become even more complete? This is what Bhagavad Gita is teaching. Through the example of the battle of Kurukshetra, which Arjuna didn't want to fight. Arjuna told Krishna, I don't see how any good can come from this. Krishna told him, fight and think of me. Their looking at the face of Lord Jagannath was interrupted only when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot everything. The devotees, however, took him to his lunch at noontime, knowing that the car festival would take place in the morning. It's a Rath Yatra. All the servants of Lord Jagannath were doubling their offerings of food. Every devotee is always interested in increasing his service. You just look for every excuse how to increase your service. I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord in washing and cleansing the Gunjicha temple. This is something that happened before. It's a preliminary to Rath Yatra. By seeing or hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. That is the mercy of the Rath Yatra festival. By seeing the Rath Yatra procession, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. Maybe they won't see the full manifestation in this life, perhaps in the next life or life after, but still, the beginning has been made. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Now we go to chapter 13 of the Majjha Lila, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Ratha Yatra. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Very mysterious. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna expands himself both into part and partial living entities, as well as other complete wholes. The purpose of the parts, that's us, is to give pleasure to Krishna. And here we see that Krishna is enjoying, even with his Vishnu Tattva expansion. This is not pantheism, that there's so many gods. No. The Absolute Truth is one. But the Absolute Truth can expand himself into other Absolute Truths, as well as tiny truths. Living entities are the tiny truths. So this is the height of spiritual, mystic activity. Lord Jagannath, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both acting for each other's pleasure. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took the early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Bijai. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. That will happen Saturday morning when the Jagannath deities will leave the altar, their throne, and be placed upon the cart. King Prataparuja in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Bijai ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This King Prataparuja, who was the king of Orissa, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And he demonstrated the qualities and behavior of an ideal government executive head. He made sure that in his land, everybody was following religious principles and glorifying Krishna. And the king himself took part in the Rath Yatra ceremony. In fact, you will hear that he took a very humble part as the menial servant of Lord Jagannath. So because in those days, the government was rightfully concerned that religious ceremonies would go on properly, that was part of the government's purpose, the temple activities at Lord Jagannath's temple were supervised, regulated by the king. In other words, not that he was a Brahmin acting as a priest, but he made sure that everything was orderly. So therefore, he allowed Lord Chaitanya's devotees, please, you come see this ceremony. Of course, Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't need anybody's permission. But in this way, Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating what the role of an ideal king or executive head is. So next we're going to hear how Lord Chaitanya and his prominent devotees like Advaita Acharya, Nityananda, and others were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Ratha Yatra. Advaita Acharya is also the complete whole. Advaita Acharya, you can say, a little loosely, is Mahavishnu. And Nityananda, that's Balaram. Devotees in Krishna's pastimes appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And other incarnations of Godhead appeared also in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, you have the part and parcel of devotees and other complete wholes all appearing to taste the nectar of chanting and dancing, celebrating Krishna's holy name. So now we'll read how the very strongly built servants of Lord Jagannath carried the Jagannath deities from the throne to the car. They had to be very strong because the Jagannath deities in Jagannath Puri, they're huge compared to the size of Jagannath deities, for example, at New Varshana. Now we'll get a description of them carrying the deities from the throne to the cart. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Daitas, that was their name, these strong, muscularly built carriers, took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. Devotees will do that, they'll lift Lord Jagannath, and holding him in different ways, and move him onto the cart. And of course, because the Ratha Yatra festival is not starting at New Varshana, it's starting at the Oriental Market, first they have to lift the Lord Jagannath deities, put them in a car, and transport them to the center of the city, and then lift them on the cart. I don't know what they'll do here, but in big temples, in big cities where the Ratha Yatra is, they have, you know, they rent the limousine, and they they take the Jagannath deities from the altar and put them in a limousine, and then drive them into the center of the city. And then, you know, the limousine drives up, a Rolls Royce or Cadillac, and there's Lord Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra in the back seat. And all the devotees are around chanting and dancing, Haribol Jai Jagannath! And you can imagine what the onlookers are thinking. What's going on here? But you'll see, they become so overwhelmed with the happiness that even though their brain doesn't understand what's going on, they just start smiling and they're just happy. Then you'll start to understand the mercy of the Ratha Yatra festival. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. So then there's other verses describing the process of carrying the Jagannath deities from the throne to the cart. And then Krishna's Padaraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, wait a minute now. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastime. So when you think about it, how can the tiny part and parcel of living entities lift the Lord of the universe, the maintainer of the whole universe, lift the complete whole? That is by the personal will of Krishna. It is by the personal will of Krishna that he has appeared as a deity in the first place. So you have to see these things in the right way. Krishna has kindly appeared as a deity. Only by the personal will of the complete whole do we have deity worship. And by the mercy of Krishna, the absolute truth, there's the Ratha Yatra festival, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead goes for a ride in a public street. This is not a man-made ceremony. This is a Krishna-made ceremony. And you'll get that realization when you watch the Rath Yatra ceremony. You'll say, this is a Krishna-made event. And that will give you great conviction and determination in devotional service. Otherwise, it can appear to be a bit curious. You're thinking, well, what's it going to be like? And, but you'll see, once you participate in it, pulling the ropes of the cart, singing and dancing, you'll realize this is a Krishna-made event. And your faith in Krishna consciousness will increase. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Pratiparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He, therefore, became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. So even though he was the king, while the servants were carrying Lord Jagannath to the cart, the king was in front of the servants, sweeping the path just ahead of them with a broom with a gold handle, and he was sprinkling scented water on the path also. So that's considered menial service. He was the king. He's used to people doing that for him. Yet, he is engaging in menial service for Lord Jagannath. In that way, he became a suitable candidate for the Lord's mercy. And we'll hear more about that now. Upon seeing the king engage in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. This is the mystery of devotional service. How by washing the dishes? How by sweeping the floor? How by going out in the street with books? All the different services. How is it that one can receive the mercy of the Lord? They seem so ordinary. Impersonalists and mystic yogis have a great problem with this. You mean I've been performing austerities for hundreds of years in the Himalayas, and you mean to tell me that simply by your washing dishes for Krishna, you have far excelled what I'm doing? I cannot accept this. Simply by your chanting and dancing, you have reached the pinnacle, which very austere yogis and very learned impersonalists, they're trying for this pinnacle, life after life, and you can reach it simply by chanting and dancing and doing menial service? I can't accept this. You have to watch out for that materialistic attitude in ourselves. So the Prabhupada gives a very wonderful purport here about King Pratiparudra's menial service. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Pratiparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. This refers to previous chapters where the king, being a great devotee, made his request known that he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya, showing the behavior of an ideal sannyasi, said, I don't even see kings in dreams. I never see materialistic pounds and shillings and pence men. Never. But now, because the king is performing menial service, he has captured the attention of Lord Chaitanya. And we'll hear more about that later. However, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in material service for Lord, in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a universal guru, and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Kaum Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. Now, the text continues. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Mount Sumeru is not an ordinary mountain that you'll find on this earth. It's described in the Bhagavatam, and it's something that cannot be seen with the ordinary vision of human beings on this planet. It's just a mountain that's far higher than any mountain on the surface of this earth. So in the purport, Prabhupada describes something that happened in London, England. Srila Prabhupada was very proud of his Rath Yatra festivals. The bigger, the better. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. Everyone knows about Trafalgar Square. The London Daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption. ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square. The Nelson Column is very impressive, is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London consider the car rival to the Nelson Monument. It is a joke. In other words, you think the statue of Lord Nelson is so great and you're comparing the juggling car to that, but those who know the Vedic science, those who are participants in Vedic culture, they know what to compare things to. They compared the Jagannath car to Mount Sumeru, which is beyond the vision of people in Kali Yuga today. Now we'll hear descriptions of the Rath car. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, those white wisps made of yacht tails you see in Arti. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. You'll see that. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister, Subhadra, and elder brother, Balaram, got aboard two other cars. Now, in bigger temples, they have three Rath Yatra cars. One for Jagannath, one for Baladev, and one for Subhadra. But in smaller temples, they just use one for all three. So any questions so far about the Rath Yatra festival? Everyone's getting a clear view of it. So now we'll hear about the Rath Yatra festival. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. Now what is Lord Jagannath looking at as he rides in the Rath car? Lord Jagannath is seeing that he's approaching Vrindavan. This is what's going on. Remember, as we explained yesterday, the Rath Yatra festival, in its most internal meaning, is the Lord being attracted by Radharani's love to go back to Vrindavan. So now we're reading that sometimes the cart went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Now, the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that there were four kirtan parties with mridanga players, chanters, and dancers. They're all organized by Lord Chaitanya in that way. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will describe all the different and so many Vaishnavas. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on both sides were two parties. Another was at the rear. In big temples, in big cities, you'll see that. There'll be three carts, and there'll be many chanting parties around each cart, in the rear, on the sides, in the back. But in a smaller place like this, you'll just see one party in front of the one cart. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. You will see, on Saturday, devotees become very jolly. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy like rainfall from their eyes. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. You know what the three worlds are, the upper, lower, and middle planetary systems. The Earth is in the middle planetary system of mixed happiness and distress. Indeed, no one could hear mundane sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari! Raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. So you see, even within the world of devotional service, there's different visions. So here, most of the devotees were thinking, Lord Chaitanya is only in my group. But the most confidential devotees, they could see that Lord Chaitanya had was present in all seven groups at the same time. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. Now these are very important verses to remember, because you're realizing now that Lord Jagannath is not just some wood that you're going to be chanting in front of and offering praises to. The actual controller of the whole Rathyatra is Lord Jagannath. He's the controller of the whole universe. So it's very wonderful in Chaitanya Charitamrita how the author is presenting the festival from Lord Jagannath's point of view, mercifully allowing you to realize that just as you are conscious, the Supreme Absolute Truth is also conscious. This will shake us out of our Judeo-Christian conditioning of thinking, I'm so alive and vibrant, and God is just some abstraction or some whatever, way up in the clouds. This description of the Rathyatra festival will give you a feeling for the existence of the Lord. Rather than thinking our subjectivity is the all in all, you're now reading about Lord Jagannath's subjectivity. Lord Jagannath brought his cart to a halt, desiring to see the Sankirtan chanting going on around him. We always think we're in control. But by reading Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's descriptions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll see what your place is. Just a menial servant of Krishna, trying to love Krishna. And everything is going on under Krishna's control. Then again, you'll see even deeper that Lord Jagannath, by his very name, is Lord of the Universe, yet Lord Jagannath will become under the control of Srimati Radharani, the best devotee. That is the power of bhakti. Everyone wants to be God, but bhakti yoga will allow you to become so pure in your love that God himself will become under your control. So, Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani. He is going to win in the competition between Jagannath and the devotee, between Krishna and Radharani. That's the deepest meaning. So now, we read that King Prasaparudra, he was one of the ones who could see Lord Chaitanya's mystic present in all seven Sangatan parties. And so he told this to a devotee named Kashi Mishra, and Kashi Mishra said, "Oh king, your fortune is no limit." In other words, very few devotees could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, "Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand." This makes us humble, realizing that what we see is dependent on how we please Krishna. How could the king see? Once again, we get back to menial service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. So we'll just finish today with a very deep purport, which you should meditate on. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. See, Prabhupada is, in his writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita, is drawing from the Bengali commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita written by his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Also, he was drawing upon Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. In this way, Prabhupada wove these purports of previous acharyas together with his own realization and presented Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita for the benefit of the devotees. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Remember who's in control now on Saturday. Remember who's in control. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya is the complete whole. Lord Jagannath is the complete whole. Yet we read that Lord Chaitanya is, by his dancing, is pleasing Lord Jagannath. How can the materialists and impersonalists and Mayavadis understand this? They run around talking about it's all one, it's all one, it's all one. They'll never be able to understand Lord Chaitanya's mystical activities. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. There's no way one can understand that sentence without the mercy of devotional service and one's spiritual master. Not possible. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them with a capital T, meaning Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And to fulfill that title, Krishna appears as the best devotee, Lord Chaitanya, because the devotee enjoys even more than Krishna. Therefore, Krishna comes as his own devotee and thus still retains the title as the supreme enjoyer. Krishna comes in the mood of Radharani. Any questions?
Thank expressed to the Prabhupada, expressed to the desire never expire. And you say, well, you can expire to be the world to come. What is the
aspiration? The nature of the aspiration to see some semblance of what Lord Caitanya was seeing, that aspiration is based on working hard to deserve. By being the menial servant of one's spiritual master, one becomes deserving. And then spiritual desires naturally develop, because the blessings of Krishna come through disciplic succession. Then, when one is blessed with spiritual desires, then one can aspire. Knowing all the time that these things are far beyond us. The point is, by working hard to deserve, the proper desires will naturally develop. I just want to please Krishna's senses. Everything for Krishna, nothing for me. That proper desire will develop. And once one is consolidated in that proper desire, then, when one is certified by one's spiritual master, one can aspire. Let me be situated in my original constitutional position with Krishna. So these different levels of bhakti are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devotional service under rules and regulations, devotional service in spontaneous love, and the different levels of pure love of Godhead. So why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastri Thakur said, the time will come when everyone in the world will learn Bengali just to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada humbly wrote in that connection that in the meantime, he's trying hard to present the version in English for the pleasure of the English-speaking devotees. In the future, Lord Chaitanya will become that much famous. Just like scholars today, they like to learn Greek and Latin and read the classics. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has predicted a time will come when people around the world will learn Bengali to read Chaitanya Charitamrita straight from Bengali. Of course, the Bengali and Chaitanya Charitamrita is not spoken now. There are certain sections of Bangladesh, Tosama is telling me, where they can talk something remotely like it. But it's what this language, the Bengali and Chaitanya Charitamrita, is not the ordinary way that people talk in East or West Bengal now. It's a classical, literary, in other words, nowadays it would be considered a literary language of ancient Bengal. In any case, of course, even though people may want to learn Bengali to read the translations of Chaitanya Charitamrita in their original Bengali script, still the translations and purports of Srila Prabhupada, especially the purports, they are irreplaceable and unsurpassable. Actually, Prabhupada said, anyone can translate, but purports, those purports are my devotional ecstasy. Any other questions? Understandable to you a bit, Trevor? So you're eagerly looking forward to the Rath Yatra festival on Saturday? Oh, they will tell you everything here. Don't worry. Yeah. Everything will be explained. Hare Krishna. All glory.